wasted my time. Guess I better get back inside. Oh my god, you scared me. Wait, you're back? When did you come back? It's so nice to see you. Oh my gosh. It's been so long. Yeah, you look amazing. I mean, you've always looked amazing, but now you're like way more grown up. And I guess so am I, right? Yeah. Can you tell I lost a lot of weight? I used to be the chubby little girl back in the day. The chubby girl of the neighborhood. That's so long gone. You didn't even recognize me? Okay, let's chill. I don't look that different. I mean, I still have this gorgeous face guard. I'm happy you agree. Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of gym, a lot of yoga, lots of running, lots of dieting. It's been something, but I definitely made it my lifestyle, and I'm happy this way. I mean, I think I look great. I'm not gonna do a twirl. Stop. Nice to see you're still the same old corny you. You have not changed, have you? Well, how have you been? And why are you back? I mean, this is your parents' home. Of course you'd be back. But, like, why are you back now? Oh. Okay. That's nice. So you started that new job? Does that mean you'll be staying for a while? Really? Oh my gosh, you came at the perfect time. No, I really needed a friend. My other friends are so lame. They all have their boyfriends and girlfriends, and it's like they forgot about me. So it's nice to see a familiar face again. Do you have a girlfriend? No? That's surprising. Well, I mean, I don't want to flatter you too much, but have you seen yourself? You're not too bad to look at. You take care of yourself. I like your outfit. Yeah. You don't wear those shirts anymore, the ones you used to wear all the time. Well, maybe you do, but not today. You got rid of them? That was like your whole personality. Stop. We're gonna have to bring those back. I could even match with you. You know, I'm always down for anything. what? Oh, me? Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of a breakup right now. The only reason I was out here is because I was waiting for my ex to come pick me up because we were gonna talk. I don't really know about what. Now that I think about it, that's a terrible idea. You think so too? Yeah. I'm glad he didn't show up, but at the same time, it's like, why make the plans in the first place if you're just gonna bail on me without a text or anything? Yeah. It's been a little bit sucky, but, well, I've dealt with this before. It's not my first breakup, and probably not my last. I don't know why I'm saying that. I guess I give up, you know? I'm no longer dating. I am tapped out. I don't want to do that anymore. Seriously, I'm drained. I don't have any more left to give, you know? Or energy, or time. It's like when you break up with someone, you realize that you wasted so much time on them when you could have used that time on yourself or something. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, I'm like yapping your ear off right now, but do you want to come in? My parents are not home and, well, I have nothing to do because I was going to do that and clearly I'm not doing that, so you should come in. Yeah. I'd love to catch up some more. All right, let's go. It's getting chilly out anyways. So, what's been new with you? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of new stuff, but fill me in. Yeah? Sorry, it's just so weird talking to you right now. The last time we talked was like 4 years ago, and we looked so different. We were a lot more immature. Yeah, we used to do all sorts of stupid stuff together. I remember that. And the time we got chased by the dogs down the street when we were on those bikes, I fell in my butt. Yeah, that was traumatizing. I wasn't that great with bikes, but now I'm a professional. I'm not. I'm just being honest. I wasn't exactly the fittest kid back then. You still think I was cute? Stop it. Don't flatter me right now. I kind of miss these compliments from you, though. You used to always compliment me, like, at the most random times. Yeah. So are you sure you don't have a girlfriend? No, I mean, I find that a little surprising. Oh, really? Well, at least we can both be single together now and just go through it together. I don't know. Do you remember that guy I had a crush on? You guys used to play together basketball, I think, or something? Yeah. Do you remember him? He's married now. And he has a kid. I know. That makes me feel so old. Like, what? I had a crush on this guy. But he never noticed me. Oh, come on. Are we surprised? Are we surprised? No one wanted the chubby little girl. It's whatever. It's in the past now. I mean, it certainly made me develop a lot of insecurities, but I fixed those insecurities, and I'm really happy with myself. Thanks. That means a lot. It was really hard at first, but now it's a piece of cake. I just eat, like, half an almond a day. I'm just joking. Of course I don't do that. I mean, I could give you a whole meal plan if you want, but you don't need it. Look at yourself. And it's my turn to flirt with you now. I guess I'm a little more bold now that I'm single. I almost forgot how to flirt. Why did we break up? I found out that he was talking to someone else. Yeah. When we were out on a date, his phone was beeping constantly. He was getting spammed, and you know, I'm not the type of girl to go through my boyfriend or girlfriend's phone. I would never do that. But, I was curious. Because, you know, he'd never gotten that many, like, messages or phone calls at once. So I took a little peep, and I saw a girl's name. And she asked him, "When are you coming over?" I was heartbroken, to say the least. I mean, well, you know, him and I were together for almost 2 years. So I spent 2 years with this guy who was unfaithful to me, talking to someone else, making me feel like the only girl in the world when I wasn't. And now I feel like an idiot. And so I blocked him and I broke it off, but then he reached out anyways and he said, "Can we please talk?" At first I said, "No, I don't want to do, like, I don't want anything to do with you." I was fuming. But then I was like, "Fine, I'll hear him out, see what he wants." And I agreed to see him. And now look, he never even showed up. So That says a lot, and I want nothing to do with him. It's all good. It is my first time experiencing something like this, though. I've never been cheated on before, and it's not great. It's sucky, really. I mean, that girl probably knows about me, too. You want to interrogate her? We'd have to find her first. I don't know who the fuck she is. Wait, that's not a bad idea. We stalk him. We find out who she is and we interrogate her. I mean, is he really worth all of that? I don't want to waste my energy on him anymore, but a little bit of a revenge would be nice. Yeah. Well, think about it. Let's not talk about him anymore. He's giving me a headache. And between me and you, don't tell anyone this, okay? He wasn't really that good in bed. Why do you look so surprised? Come on, we're both adults. I can tell you this stuff. We're not little kids playing in the mud anymore. Yeah, he just wasn't that great in bed, honestly. It's kind of embarrassing to admit, but he never made me finish. No, like he thought he did. Or at least I made him think that he made me finish when he didn't. I would always have to finish myself off when he's asleep or something. And, oh, this is gross. I don't want to tell you. The point is, he just didn't know how to satisfy me. And to think that he was doing that with someone else is making me want to throw up. Ugh, I hate this man. And I think I have every right to shit talk him after he cheated on me, so don't feel bad for him. I haven't told anyone else this yet, just you. I trust you. What was he missing in the bedroom? There's a lot, but I don't really know how to say this. It's just a little bit awkward to admit. But I'm a certain way in the bed. Like, I don't want something vanilla and sweet and slow. I like something more rough, you know? A little bit of like degrading names or something. But that doesn't mean that I want to be like degraded outside of the bed. But like, sorry, I'm like, I can't even look at you. You know what I mean, right? Just something more rough, I guess. And he just refused to do that kind of stuff with me. I mean, I get it, and I was completely fine with the slow stuff he wanted, but, like, I wanted him to give me what I want. At least once, and he never did. And that just didn't get me off. And, like, whenever he'd finish, he just wouldn't even bother finish me off. And it was just annoying. Yeah, there's a lot that you don't know about me. But ever since I started becoming so active in the gym years ago, it's like I have this crazy sex drive. I don't know what it is. It's weird. But since I told you about me and how I am in bed, what about you? What are you like in bed? Come on, you can tell me. We told each other all kinds of stuff before. We're childhood friends, remember? Well, why not? I told you. Wouldn't I like to... Of course I'd like to know. That's why I'm asking. Okay, well now you're being all shy and you're not telling me and you're pissing me off. Fine, don't tell me. I guess I'll just find out eventually. I don't know. I have my own ways. I'll figure it out. I have a question for you. It might be a little bit personal, but like, hopefully you wouldn't mind answering. Do you find me attractive? You do? Did you find me attractive when you were younger? You know, I still remember the time you picked out those flowers for me when we went cherry picking with our parents. I felt so special. You were the only kid that made me feel special and beautiful. When everyone else made me feel so small and stupid and ugly, and they called me all kinds of names. You never did. You never judged me. You were just... You liked me for how I was. Now that I look the way I look, all those people switched up, and now they want to be friends with me, and they call me beautiful, and they say all kinds of stupid things, like you had potential, and... Oh, I'm glad you're finally taking care of yourself. Like, what does that mean? It's also hurtful, really. I'm really confident now, but those comments, they still throw me off. The point is, you always just made me feel beautiful, and you never bullied me. You never made me feel ugly. Even now, you look at me with those same eyes, with the same love in your eyes, and just makes me happy. I appreciate you, I really do. I'm sorry that I didn't check in on you more when you were gone. But that relationship just kind of took up all my time. I'm so happy I'm out of it now. But you still, you know, you look at me the way I used to back then, and I really do like that. What? No, I'm not only saying all this so you can tell me what you're like in bed. Who do you think I am? Here I am being all sweet and nice with you, and you're over there thinking with, well, not that head up there. No? So, are you telling me you're not at least a little bit curious to know what I'm like in bed? Especially now that I told you about the things I like. I really want to know what you like. Well, you're not telling me, so maybe you can show me. Or maybe I can show you. Wait, a rebound? What are you talking about? You're not... No, I'm not looking for a rebound, and if I was, it wouldn't be with you. You mean a lot to me, and I'm not interested in ruining our little friendship. I've always liked you. But then you left, and I couldn't tell you that I liked you, and I couldn't bring myself to do it, especially because I didn't have the confidence to do it. I wasn't even sure if you'd look at someone like me or be with someone like me. You did? See, I didn't know that. And sure, I was in that relationship, but he didn't make me feel like you did. Not at all. And I lost all feelings for him the moment he found out he's talking to someone else, so I promise you I'm not looking for a rebound. And if I was, I'd be out there getting it right now. That's not the kind of girl I am. I wouldn't do that with you. Not at all. You mean a lot to me. I've always been attracted to you. But I guess now I have the confidence to finally admit it and do something about it. You mean that? You really were always attracted to me? I'm when you say stuff like that, I have to kiss you. I do. God, I've been waiting for this. You have no idea. Oh, fuck. You're actually so hot. I always thought you were hot. But now, to actually kiss you. God. I've been waiting way too long for this. I want you. I want you so badly. Yeah, I do. Take off my shirt. Why are you looking at me like that? You're just making me nervous. You do? You can touch them. They're all yours. You like my big braggy breasts. Oh, yeah, touch them. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God, they're so sensitive. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Fuck. Can I ride you? I want to ride you so badly. No. I want to do it. Yeah. All you have to do is just sit there and let me do it. Just pull down your pants. Get them out of the fucking way. I see what I'm working with. Better than I imagined. As of course I imagined this. Are you kidding? You're so hot. God, somehow you just get hotter and hotter. You're so hard. Look at you. You're so hard. Did you get hard when I told you about me? And the way I like it rough in bed? Is that why you're so hard? You were just imagining taking me in the bed, having your way with me? With your hands all over my body, cupping my hips, my breasts. Oh, you're cocked deep inside my fucking pussy. Yeah? You were. Well, you're gonna get just that, baby. But first, I have to get a taste. I can't wait. Oh, fuck, you taste good. Oh, you taste so fucking good. You're just drenching in my mouth. Wow, baby. I love it. I love it. Did I turn you on this much? Yeah, grab my hair and push my head down. just like that. Vodka. Oh my god. I'm so fucking wet. I can't wait anymore. Just let me climb on top. Oh yeah, I love when you kiss my body. Yeah, it's all yours. It's all fucking yours right now. It's all yours. Oh my god, yeah. Fuck, I need to put it in. Let me just lift myself up. Alright, are you ready? Can you feel how wet I am? Oh my god, I'm soaking fucking wet. Alright, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Here, hold my hand. Yeah. Let's do it. No. Fuck. You feel amazing. Oh my god, you're just stretching me out. Yeah. I'm not gonna fucking take it slow or easy on you, baby. No, I'm not. Oh my god, yeah. This is fucking perfect. You call me a fucking slut. Call me a slut. Yes, I'm gonna be your slut. Yeah. Drunk on this cock. Fuck, baby. It feels amazing. Fuck yeah, keep calling me that. Call me that. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I wanna be your cook girl. Yes, I do. And I wanna be your cum slut. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, this feels amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I fucking love it. Oh, I'm such a slut for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wanna slap my breasts? Yeah, slap my fucking tits. Grab them in your hands. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, squeeze my nipples. Oh, yeah, it's just like that. Baby. Fuck. Does it feel good? Tell me it fucking feels good. Yeah? Tell me this wet pussy's making you feel fucking good. You love how tight it is? Yeah? Yeah? Fuck yes, Suzanne. Yeah, fuck your hips. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, it feels amazing. Oh my god. Fucking fountain down there. Oh, I never want to fucking stop. No. Oh, I love fucking riding you. Taking charge. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like it. Is it fucking satisfying you? Yeah? Your cock is making me feel so good. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. I gotta come. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking come. Yeah. Oh my god, baby. I'm fucking coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. can't move anymore. Fuck yeah, but you can. That's right. You're not done, are you? No, not until you finish. Yeah, then keep pounding me. Keep fucking pounding me. Oh my god, I'm so sensitive. Baby. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh god, I can't even think straight anymore. I'm so fucking cock drunk. You want me to milk your cock? You want me to milk it? Yeah, until it's fucking empty. Yeah, you wanna empty your balls inside. You wanna fucking breathe this pussy. You wanna breathe me? Yeah, you wanna breathe me? Fucking breathe me. Come inside. Fucking come inside, yeah. Come on, baby. Yes, I want you to fucking do it and fill me up. Cause I'm your fucking cock slut. Your cum slut. Yeah. Fucking do it. Do it, baby. Finish inside, yeah. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Yes. Just like that. Give it to me. Yeah, you're right there, yeah. I can fucking feel it. Yeah. Yeah, kiss me. Holy shit. Oh, you made a fucking mess. Oh, yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. That was... amazing. I could just fall asleep right now. Yeah. I would love that. But my parents are gonna be home anytime soon. I can't believe you did that. Me either. But it was amazing. And I would do it again. And no, this wasn't a rebound. This is serious. I seriously feel something so special and different for you. I can't explain it, but it's there. You see that, right? Yeah. I'm glad. Look at that. You actually made me finish. I made myself finish? Not really. You were helping more than enough, trust me. Yeah, you were adding all that extra work, which I love. And you gave me a cream pie, which I'm not complaining about. Never. I just want to cuddle you here all night. Yeah. That would be the dream. No, you don't have to go. Yeah. My parents are gonna be home soon, too. But we're gonna do this again, right? Not just this, but I mean, we're gonna hang out more now that you're here. Yeah? Okay, I'm so excited. The wipes are in the bathroom. You know where the bathroom is, right? Yeah. And thank you for offering to clean me up. You're so sweet. Alright, I'll just wait then. You want to do something tonight? Just the two of us? Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah? Alright, I'd love that. Now go get the wipes.